Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2034, How to Stick to a Budget by Francisco Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Stick to a Budget by Francisco Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. The key to most things in life is to not give up. Sticking to a budget is no different. Having a budget is the only way to know exactly where your money's going. This is what will allow you to set and achieve financial goals. If you haven't started a budget, listen to our post on how to budget and get started today. We like to budget a month at a time using our spreadsheet budget template. If you're already budgeting, you've experienced the ups and downs that come with the territory. Having a budget is not always easy, but sticking to it can seem impossible at times. However, there are some things you can do to increase your chances of sticking to a budget for the long haul. One of those things is flexibility. It's something we have fine-tuned over many years of trial and error. Early on, we made the mistake of being way too rigid with our budgets. It felt very restrictive, and it simply wasn't fun. Sure enough, we'd end up walking away from budgeting for a few months until we realized we weren't making any progress on our debt. Yep, we've even avoided going to the doctor when one of us broke a few toes simply to avoid the cost. That wasn't smart. But it can be exhausting to feel like a failure if you miss a budget target. This is why flexibility is so key. Unless you're a robot who loves pain and misery, keep listening and let us show you three tips that have allowed us to succeed in sticking to a budget. Number one, modify old habits or routines to fit your budget. Give yourself leeway to make changes on the fly. Change can be a good thing, and it can also be fun. For example, one thing we started doing is going to the public library to borrow books to read. For the past couple of years, it's been a personal goal of ours to read more often, and we've been relying on Amazon Kindle books. By going out to the library and taking advantage of a service our hard-earned tax dollars pay for, we also were able to keep reading while cutting out the cost of Kindle books. We were surprised to learn that we could request books and the library would buy them. Recommendation, if you're looking for an awesome book to read, we recently read Shoe Dog and loved it. It's the story about the founding of Nike, and it will inspire the hell out of you. The other thing we've started doing is inviting friends over for dinner more often instead of always meeting up at a restaurant. You could also set up a rotating schedule with a group of friends and make it a weekly event. The benefit here is that it has forced us to become better cooks, to avoid being ridiculed for our lousy cooking skills, while saving money. This satisfied our palates and taught us some new skills while also being a really fun activity that everyone loves. Now we all compete to see who's the best cook. Number two, budget moderation. Quote, everything in moderation, including moderation. Oscar Wilde. This amazing quote holds true even for your budget. If you budget, you've probably found yourself in the following scenario. It's getting closer to the end of the month and the budget is starting to get tight, so you need to buckle down to make sure you stay on track. You're not sure if you'll be able to make it, and it stresses you out. Sound familiar? We've been there too. One thing that has really helped is knowing that staying on track does not mean sacrificing everything at all costs. Sometimes life happens and gets in the way. For example, imagine the following. Your significant other surprises you by coming home from work early and says they'd love to see the new movie that just came out in theaters. The only problem is you've exhausted your monthly entertainment budget already. If you're like us, you'll be torn. What do you do? If you really want to see the movie, just go and enjoy it. In a few years, you'll never look back and regret seeing the movie. Things like this pop up all the time. Remember that you are in charge of your budget. To stay on track, you can always allocate a little less to next month's entertainment budget category, or pull funds from another category where you'll be able to come in under budget. You can also pull back the next week to make up for it. Don't deprive yourself of unexpected opportunities for the sake of a few bucks. You'll be able to make up for it as long as you stay organized. Prioritization is everything, especially when sticking to a budget. This will allow you to set money aside to learn how to invest, a skill that everyone needs. And number 3, guilt-free budget spending. This tip is actually easier said than done. When you have concrete financial and retirement goals, it's normal to feel guilty when you're spending money. The guilt comes from using money for fun that could have been spent towards reaching your goal. Will you be closer to your retirement goal if you put every single penny towards retirement? Yes, but that's just not how life works. We aren't robots and neither are you. It's totally normal to have your perspective shift. Maybe those $300 shoes don't seem as appealing as they used to now that you're so focused on your financial goals. But for the things that really bring you joy, like giving to charity or going away for the weekend, it's worth it to prioritize them. Live your best life. We allocate money in our budgets to spend freely on anything each month, no questions asked, no guilt associated. If we have any left over, we roll it over into next month's budget. If we have our eye on something more expensive, we save this for a few months until we have enough in our free spending category to buy it. We sometimes also use this category for fun activities we didn't plan for that pop up. Give yourself permission to spend this money without guilt. Sticking to a budget is already hard enough without feeling bad about it. Don't look back or question it. This is probably the most important category in our budget. It allows us to buy things we want while helping us stick to the rest of our budget. This has been huge in allowing us to recognize the things we want and what we truly need. It can give you peace of mind, which can make all the difference when you're trying to stick to your long-term financial goals. In budgeting, as in other areas of your life, it's important to be kind to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself and remember that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Rome wasn't built in a day, so if you want to build your dream life and retirement, it will take a lot of hard work. You got this. You just listened to the post titled How to Stick to a Budget by Francisco Maldonado of thefinancetwins.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm a huge fan of budgeting because for me, it's all about awareness. It's about telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. It's a tool for paying attention. And there are many different styles of budgeting. You could go for a zero-based budget where you give every dollar a job before it even hits your bank account, and then you check in regularly to make sure it's doing its job. Or you can opt for an anti-budget where you just focus on paying yourself first and not worry about the rest. If the anti-budget appeals to you, check out a speech from the Economy Conference by Paula Pant. It's called How to Never Again Say, I Can't Afford It, and it's available now on the Economy Conference YouTube channel. When it comes to spending less and saving and investing more, there are lots of tactics you can implement. For example, automate saving and investing or using cash envelopes, etc. But I found that I wasn't actually able to change my spending until I changed my underlying desires. We've been conditioned since birth to desire more and be good consumers, so it can be difficult to change this mindset. But if you're able to foster a strong sense of gratitude for what you already have, it can start to curb that desire for more. I'll leave it there for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll actually be back with a bonus episode in just a second. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.